proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We conclude our series about the fatherhood of God by remembering that a father plays many roles in the life of his family. Some of these ways don't involve the actions he undertakes, but do involve the nature of his character. God manifests his fatherhood not only by what he does, but by who he is. As a loving father, God manifests compassion for his people. In Psalm 86, here is how the author of that chapter described God. Quote, "A God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." Unquote. The writer of Psalm 103 exclaimed that, quote, "Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." Unquote. James, in the 5th chapter of his epistle in the New Testament, described God as being, quote, "very pitiful and of tender mercy." Unquote. The word pitiful literally meaning full of pity. Divine compassion tempered divine justice in God's dealing with the Jewish people. The author of Psalm 78 recollected that when Israel turned against God in the wilderness, quote, "He, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not." Unquote. When the king of Syria oppressed the Jewish people, according to 2 Kings chapter 13, that narrative stated that, quote, "The Lord was gracious unto them," that is to say, the Jewish people. "The Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them." Unquote. God's compassion prompted him to offer mercy to non-Jews as well. Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, depicted him as, quote, "the faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations," unquote. In the 2nd chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul referred to God as being, quote, "rich in mercy," unquote. David also affirmed the existence of divine mercy. In Psalm 25, for instance, he attested that, quote, "all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies," unquote. In Psalm 32, David further testified that, quote, "he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about," unquote. God's compassion and mercy result in him extending forgiveness of sins to those who have sinned. The writer of Psalm 130 remarked that, quote, "there is forgiveness with thee, God. There is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared," unquote. In the 7th chapter of the book of Micah, that prophet declared, quote, "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy," unquote. Moreover, God's mercy means that he will not forsake his people. In the 1st chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the Israelites about how, quote, "the Lord thy God bear thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went," unquote. Furthermore, according to 1 Samuel chapter 12, quote, "the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people," unquote. For all these reasons and more, God serves as a benevolent father to those who place their trust in him. He watches over them. He protects them. He provides for their needs. He will always be there for them. As the author of Psalm 84 put it, quote, "no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.